basically, I woke up at New Year's Eve morning at 8:30 to the smell of gas. Little did I know that I was actually on fire at this point.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
The motorhome had caught light. It's inconclusive, the fire report, because the motorhome was so badly burnt, they don't actually know the cause of the fire. But they suspect that the fire started under my bed because I was so badly burnt and the fire was at that end. I woke up to the smell of gas. Strangely, not the fact that I was on fire. That didn't wake me. and like screamed out, like, what the hell's that smell? And my stepdad then immediately woke, jumped up and was screaming at me to get up. There was a fire. He opened the motorhome door. The pressure of the oxygen caused the fire to real flame up and blew him out of the motorhome. One of our dogs flew straight over his head with the pressure. I then got out of bed, walked over to where my mum was, and she was just sitting up in bed in complete and utter shock. Where she was sitting, there was no fire. So in her mind, she knew she had to walk through the fire to get out of the motorhome.
Were you still on fire here? Did she?
Yeah.
Did you were standing in front of your mother, burning?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
So I didn't realise the extent of how bad it was. I then came out after her and people were screaming at me that I was on fire. So I threw myself onto the floor. Outside the motorhome was all gravel. So I was rolling in the gravel to put the fire out. By this point, the majority of my clothing had burnt off. So I completely lost all my dignity then. I just remember my feet, the soles of my feet, they were like flip-flops. They were hanging off. And that was the only pain I had.
I was going to say about the pain, because anybody listening to this think, well, you must have been in agony. But you're saying maybe the shock had kicked in, do you think?
Yeah, I think it was the shock of it. You know, I generally didn't realise. I thought I'd put the fire out and my body was fine.
Yes. When did you realise that actually it was pretty serious and you needed to go to hospital, etc.?
I didn't. So basically it was just the soles of my feet that were hurting. When we walked over to the field, I then sat on the floor because my feet, I physically couldn't stand on them anymore. And I just remember sitting in freezing cold, wet grass. Obviously, it being December, it was really cold anyway. And someone put a cardigan around me. And then the next thing I know, they're telling me that an air ambulance is coming to get me. And I'm thinking, this is ridiculous. I've burnt my feet. Like, I don't need an air ambulance for my feet. But you know when you're on holiday and you're laying on the beach and you've got your eyes closed and everything's kind of echoey? That's what it was like.
When was it that you realised that you were very badly burnt?
The last thing I remember was them saying the air ambulance was coming and I could feel the wind from the helicopter.
Yeah.
And then they put me out. So, and the next thing I remember is my stepdad and my mum standing there saying, tomorrow's the 1st of March.
So you were out of it for 2 months?
Yeah, so I was in an induced coma for a month and then highly sedated for a further 4 weeks.
And they did this, I assume, because your burns were so severe that if they left you awake, it would probably finish you off anyway. With just the,
so because I got 85%...
The trauma of it.
Yeah, yeah. I got 85% burns, majority of it third degree. So I was fighting for my life. I mean, they told my sister and my family, you know, prepare for the worst. We don't know if she's going to pull through this. So, I mean, I'm lucky just to be here, to be able to talk to you today.